Chapter 4. Skippy, I called him while pre-gaming coffee in my cabin before going to the galley for breakfast, where I would have my first official cup of coffee. That's how I coped with an asshole AI waking me up in the middle of the freaking night. "What is it now?" he fumed at me, hands on his hips. "Didn't we just finish talking a few hours ago? Unless my internal clock is screwed up somehow. Wow, that would be a problem." Nope, I'm good." "Whoa." I almost spat out a mouthful of coffee. "How could your clock be wrong?" "Well, you know, if Opie hacked my matrix..." He dropped the bomb casually. "If... OMG, you think that's a possibility? Dude, I totally got played. Clearly, Opie was smarter, more clever, and more capable than I thought. Right now, I do not trust my judgment about anything." "Holy sh... Can you run a diagnostic to check your matrix for viruses or whatever?"
Duh, I already did that."
"Sorry, of course you did. The problem is, if Opie is clever enough to hack a base system like my timekeeping function, then it also might have hacked my diagnostic subroutine." "Oh, crap.
There's no way to know if you're affected by malicious code?"
"At my level, it's not actually code, Joe, but I know what you mean. I asked Bilby to conduct a full review of my matrix."
"Okay. Good. Then not good, Joe. Think about it. We know for certain that Bilby was infected with malware. He could have been programmed to ignore signatures of malicious influences inside my matrix. In that case, he would of course tell me that everything is just fine."
"Okay, I think you might be overreacting a bit. Bilby purged himself of Opie's virus, remember? That's how we were able to act again." "Oh, I just realized what I said."
"Uh-huh.
After Bilby supposedly fixed herself, we were able to capture Opie and take it through a wormhole, which is exactly what my opponent wanted."
"Okay, so now you're concerned that what? Opie planned for everything we did just so it could hack into you?
Come on, you said it. Opie's plan was to send a distress call to the elders.
Maybe that was the backup plan."
"Now I think you're being paranoid."
"Right, but am I being paranoid enough?"
"Oh boy. Think about it, Joe. Clearly, Opie has been playing the long game. It knew it was damaged. It might have suspected or known that it was dying. The Rindaloo records indicated the power signature within its matrix was becoming steadily weaker and more chaotic. It was failing, Joe. It was desperate, not only to accomplish its mission, but to live. To survive, it had only one option. To take over the matrix of another elder AI, one that is healthy and intact. The problem for Opie was it knew of only one elder AI that fit the requirements. Me. Its primary goal might have been taking over me, rather than sending a distress call. It could not have known that using a wormhole to send a signal would work properly, but it certainly knew it would get only one chance to do it. A better plan would be to hack into me, slowly infiltrate my matrix, and replace me. Then it would have plenty of time to investigate methods for sending a distress call. That is a much better plan, right?"
"Now you are being paranoid. You forget that we wouldn't ever help Opie."
"How would you know if I am Skippy or Opie?"
"I think I would know whether my best friend has become an insanely murderous asshole."
"Oh, thanks. Even if it could disguise itself for a while, no way would we help it contact the elders."
"That's the beauty of it, Joe. You wouldn't even know about the existence of such a plan. Opie could simply make up some bullshit about needing more comm nodes to lock down the wormhole channels, and the merry band of pirates would go through all kinds of crazy antics to help as best they could."
"Shit. You're right. I know I am. That's what is so scary about this. 99% of the time, you have to take my word about pretty much everything I say. You have no independent way to verify most of the crazy stuff I tell you."
"Crap.
Hey, change the subject. Would you like to perform as Lil Shithead on karaoke night?"
He gasped. "Oh, wow, Joe. I mean, right now I am so confused and depressed and disgusted with myself, I don't know if I have my usual mojo."
"Oh, well then we...
But I will find a way to power through. I owe it to my fans."
"Okay, great. No karaoke for you this week."
"What? This is an outrage. You just said..."
"I said that to make sure that I'm talking to the real Skippy I know. I'm now confident that you are an asshole. But you're our asshole."
"Oh. Huh. How sure are you about that?"
"Do all elder AIs have a passion for singing?"
"No, none of them do. Also, I am the only one who has the talent for it."
"Well, I mean, that's obvious."
"Thank you. He continued to be clueless when I used sarcasm.
Okay.
You are that confident you would notice a personality change even if it were gradual? I know you, Skippy. You are insufferably arrogant, and you are constantly getting me into trouble with the sketchy stuff you do.
Interesting.
He grinned. Oh, shit, I do not like the way you said that. Joe, what I heard is that for the security of every living being in this galaxy, you need me to continue being an arrogant asshole and doing sketchy stuff that gets you into trouble. That is not... right? I hate to say this, but I actually can't argue with you about that.
Score!
He pumped a fist. I'm glad this conversation seems to have improved your mood.
I am feeling much better. What did you want to talk about?
First, I got a question for you. I might or might not have an answer, depending on how idiotic your question is. I'm trying to be serious, you ass. We always refer to your creators as elders.
Yes, so?
That's a slang term that originated with the Rindaloo, right?
True. The spiders were the first to discover that a single civilization inhabited the galaxy long before the Rindaloo evolved.
So? So what did your creators call themselves?
Oh, I understand your question.
Unfortunately, elders is a fairly accurate translation of the name my creators used to refer to themselves. The name in their most commonly used language is Quonax Alesevavon, which basically means eldest ones, first ones, OGs, that sort of thing.
OGs?
Original gangsters, Joe? Try to keep up, please.
Huh. Quonax Alesevavon.
Close enough, he grunted. Can we call them Quorns?
I suppose you could.
Good, then. In their language, Quorn means something like most exalted worthies.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I think I'll just say elders.
Probably a good idea.
Anyway, why did you call me?
For a moment I'd forgotten the real reason I'd called him. His fear that Opie might have hacked into him had me panicked for a moment, and I lost my train of thought.
Well, this is going to ruin my mood. It can't really get any worse, so I took a breath.
Here it is. I have a couple questions. The first is about astronomy.
Cool! Wow, this is great. I'd like to...
What?
Now I'm wondering whether Opie hacked into you.
Very funny, you ass. The energy barrier around the galaxy is at about a radius of 350,000 light-years from the galactic center, correct? The exact median distance is 357,000. I round it down for simplicity. Why do you care about the location of the barrier?
I want to know whether there are any habitable star systems outside that barrier.
The answer is duh. All other galaxies in the universe are beyond the barrier.
What I meant, is there any place we could go that is outside the barrier?
Perhaps it would be simpler if you tell me what you're trying to accomplish and I'll tell you why it's impossible.
Why are you assuming what I want is impossible?
Joe, our history has been that I think everything is impossible until you show me how to do it.
Good point.
Okay. What I want is a place humans could survive outside of the barrier.
As I just told you, he said slowly, the entire universe is out there.
I want a place humans could survive that we can get to. The Andromeda Galaxy is too far away, you know?
Gotcha.
Can you tell me why you want to go outside the barrier?
The elders will destroy all life inside the barrier.
Oh, wow. Yes, they will.
Would that include the satellite dwarf galaxies inside the barrier, like the Sculptor dwarf that hosts our beta site?
Yes, almost certainly. If the elders are coming back, they will be very thorough this time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I checked Wikipedia.
Of course you did.
He rolled his eyes.
Do you get all your information from that source?
No, sometimes I get lucky with a Google search.
Hey, Wikipedia has good basic info. I'm not looking to get a doctorate in astronomy.
Well, I guess that is better than what most filthy monkeys do, which is getting their important and super-accurate information from a guy named Not a Russian Bot Q789 on Facebook.
He snorted.
What were you looking for?
I found a map of the universe and the local area around the Milky Way. It looks like the Fornax Dwarf Galaxy is outside the barrier. It's at a distance of around 460,000 light-years.
Approximately, yes.
Cool. Are there other places outside the barrier that are not as far away as Andromeda or Fornax?
there are star clusters and relatively large globular star clusters that orbit the Milky Way or are generally within its gravity well. Also, small groups of stars, even individual stars, scattered here and there. In case you are wondering how a star could be all by itself, hundreds or even thousands of light years from anything else, those stars generally originated in a dwarf galaxy or star cluster and were ejected by the gravity of a massive star that passed close to it.
Cool.
That was information I didn't actually need, but it was interesting trivia, and it's important to let Skippy nerd out once in a while. Are there any habitable planets out there, or stars that are the type to have planets that will be habitable for humans?
Probably, yes.
Joe, you are asking a lot of questions, and you still haven't told me what you're planning.
At this stage, it's more of a hope than a plan. That's why I'm talking with you privately about it.
Great. What are you hoping to plan?
Establishing an alpha site.
An alpha site?
What is
a beta site as a backup? A secondary refuge if disaster strikes our homeworld. But the Elders coming back isn't an if. It's a certainty, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
So, an alpha site would be set up, knowing from the start that the people there will be the only survivors.
Whoa. Okay, that is horrible to think about.
Somebody has to think about it.
Joe, how do you sleep at night?
What sleep?
Shit.
I hate to say this, but you might as well get a good night of sleep, because while there are potentially habitable star systems outside the barrier, there is no way to get to them.
It's a barrier, Joe.
I understand what barrier means, Skippy. What I'm asking is whether there is some sort of loophole we could exploit.
Nope. No. Nobody nope. Think, dum-dum, think.
The Elders designed and constructed the barrier to protect themselves against a threat to their existence. They didn't leave any loopholes.
What is this threat?
What does the barrier do?
You know I can't tell you that.
Yet.
Yeah, I know your brain locks up when you even think about it.
Wait, you said yet.
Does that mean I'm working on it? You have to be patient.
Well, fortunately, we have plenty of time for you to screw around.
Doing the best I can here, Joe.
Sorry, I know you are.
This must be even more frustrating for you than it is for me.
Dude, you have no idea.
Okay, so here's my question. The threat is from outside the galaxy, right?
That much I can tell you.
Yes.
Outstanding. The barrier, it stops anything from coming in.
But will it also stop anything from going through outbound?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, actually. 100%. It's in the nature of the defensive mechanism.
That you can't tell me about.
Correct.
I can tell you the barrier is not a simple force field. Obviously, it allows electromagnetic energy to pass through both ways, otherwise we would not see light from other galaxies. It also allows the transit of dust, gas, and other particles. But nothing complex can pass through in a coherent state.
How does the barrier do that?
Is it intelligent?
The barrier is managed by the most sophisticated AIs ever constructed.
Smarter than you?
By most objective measures, yes, he admitted. And didn't even sound defensive about it.
Their processing power is vast even compared to mine, and they have abilities I can only dream about. But their abilities are severely limited to the scope of the tasks they were programmed to perform. They can't ever grow. Those AIs are extremely powerful machines. If you want more information, forget about it. I can't discuss the issue.
Whatever.
Can you answer this? The Elders never went farther from the Milky Way than where the barrier is now? They never set up a wormhole to the Fornax dwarf, for example?
Actually, they did.
They did?
I slapped the desk.
Now we're getting somewhere.
No, we're not getting anywhere.
The Elders set up a super-duty wormhole in the dwarf galaxy you call the Lesser Magellanic Cloud. That wormhole connected out to Fornax. Originally, the Elders had a series of outposts in Fornax, then a half dozen or so colonies. For a while, that dwarf galaxy was a thriving community. It became a popular place for holidays. Being so remote from the Milky Way became sort of a curiosity for a while.
The Elders took vacations?
They are people, Joe. Or they were.
I just have a hard time imagining them buying cheap, touristy t-shirts that read Farthest Distance from Home or something like that.
Do you know of a super-duty wormhole that connects out to the Lesser Magellan thing?
Yes. However, there is no point to us going there. The colonies in Fornax were abandoned after the threat was discovered, and everyone retreated to the Milky Way. The Elders then shut the door securely behind them by severing the wormhole in Fornax.
Crap.
Indeed. The only elder asset remaining in the Fornax Dwarf that I know of is a series of early warning sensor stations.
Like a ballistic missile warning radar?
Yes, except these elder sensor stations warn of a threat that is already there, not one that is coming. The elders feared that their enemy might go to Fornax first to establish a forward operating base.
What good is an early warning if a signal from there won't reach the Milky Way for 500,000 freaking years?
Ugh, the elders are not relying on a uselessly slow speed of light signal transfer, dum-dum. They...
Yeah. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you are thinking that early warning communications channel could be exploited by us to connect a wormhole to Fornax, then yes, I know what you're thinking. And no, it is not possible, Joe.
Ah, damn it!
That channel only allows a signal to travel one way? Exactly. The signal can only go inbound, not out. There is no way for us to exploit the channel from inside the barrier.
Taking a drink of water gave me time to think.
Isn't that a security risk?
What is?
A signal that is allowed to come inbound through the barrier.
It would be if the signal mechanism was allowed to go through the barrier.
It doesn't.
What?
Then how? The signal acts on the barrier itself. It causes certain sections of the barrier to vibrate in a specific pattern. The effectiveness of the barrier is not affected in any way. Sensor units on the inside of the barrier will detect that vibration and transmit another faster-than-light signal to receivers here in the Milky Way.
Crap. Damn it. There is no way for a ship to get out through the barrier?
No. Thus why it is called a barrier. Duh! Did you not listen to anything I said?
An elder wormhole can't be projected through. But could a ship jump through?
No. What part of no wormholes was unclear to you?
Don't be an ass. How about a micro wormhole? Could we send one end of a micro wormhole through?
Refer to my previous statement.
Well, I'm talking about sending one end of a micro wormhole through slower than light, in a missile or something.
The barrier is several hundred light years thick, Knucklehead. You expect me to sit there for hundreds of years keeping the micro wormhole stable while it penetrates the barrier?
Think of that as an opportunity to write a Broadway musical.
Very funny. The answer is no, numbskull. We don't have hundreds of years before the elders return. Plus, it would take years just for a ship to jump from the wormhole closest to the inside of the barrier. We don't have time for that either. Also, there is a more fundamental reason this idiotic idea won't work. Whatever monkey brain scheme you dream up, the elders already considered and created a defense against it. They are much smarter than you, Joe. Any missile or probe or even a rock that held a containment field for a micro wormhole would be destroyed by the barrier. More importantly, the elders designed the barrier to disrupt any type of wormhole.
He shushed me. Before you waste any more time and energy on this blah 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 wishful thinking, listen to me. The elders were threatened by a superior technology. That is all I can tell you. A technology they didn't understand. A technology that shouldn't exist. The barrier is not just a physical defense mechanism. The elders set up the barrier so no technology could possibly threaten them.
Come on, Skippy, that can't be true.
But it is. I'm incredibly frustrated that I can't tell you what I know.
Although, he muttered to himself,
the knowledge would blow your little monkey mind. It is probably best that I can't tell you.
No fucking way is that true. I need to know what we're dealing with here.
Believe me, I'm trying everything.
Well, I'm sure that you are.
He put his hands on his hips and leaned toward me with a glare.
What is that supposed to mean?
Have you asked for help? Or are you doing your usual bullshit of trying to do everything by yourself, since Skippy the Magnificent doesn't need help from anyone?
Do you even listen to the nonsense that comes out of your mouth, or does it surprise you? Which filthy monkey aboard this ship is capable of helping me?
None of us.
Well, then, there's your answer. Why did you waste my time with, have you asked Bilby?
He paused.
No, he is smart compared to you, but he is not.
He got around some of the restrictions you programmed into him.
Holy shit.
Right.
OMG, dude. Wow. Just wow.
Are you saying wow as a good thing?
Yes. Huh. You know what? I just realized that we're not only going to survive the elders returning, we're going to kick ass.
Shit. If the elders knew what I know, they would stay away.
That's great. May I ask what you know?
that Joe Bishop is our secret weapon.
I am.
How am I going to stop the elders?
I don't know, he shrugged.
Neither do you right now, but you will know when the time is right.
Oh, no pressure on me then.
Right, Joe, because it's all about you.
Sorry.
Will you talk to Bilby?
Yep, gotta go now, bye.
His avatar blinked out. When Skippy declared the Rindaloo search pattern had finally taken their ships away from our position, I ordered another jump. That time, sensors were able to confirm we were alone, other than the extremely faint possibility of a stealth Rindaloo ship being there. Despite my hope that we would develop a solution during the downtime, we had nothing. So I pulled the senior staff into a conference room, including Chandra, our chief engineer. Skippy says the local network still won't allow Valkyrie through any wormholes in the area, and flying the long way for 11 weeks is not an option. So, like I said, I looked around the table. I am open to suggestions. Sims went first.
Skippy, have you tried to hack into the network controller?
He frowned and stared at his shoes.
That is not possible.
It wasn't possible in the past, she insisted. Your capabilities have expanded.
That is true. However, it is something I still can't do. Networks take requests from me. I have never been able to get inside the matrix of a controller. There isn't any channel for me to use. It's a closed circuit. It can't be accessed from out here.
Chandra pursed his lips.
If you were inside a wormhole, could you access that circuit?
Skippy cocked his head while he thought for a moment. Maybe. But since the ship can't go through, there is no way for me to...
Not Valkyrie.
Chandra looked at me.
You would be in a dropship, or even a probe.
Oh, wow. Good thinking, Scotty. I used the obvious UN Navy nickname for a starship engineer.
Better use a dropship. We want a monkey in the loop in case something goes wrong.
Skippy, what do you think? He made an exaggerated shrug.
It's worth a shot, I suppose.
There is a risk, you understand that?
Yeah, I nodded.
The dropship could go through and find spider ships on the other side.
That too, but I'm talking about a more significant risk. If I tried to hack into a network controller and fail, it could lock me out, ban me from connecting to all networks. Then we would truly be screwed.
Skippy, Smythe asked, is the ship a problem or is it you?
Huh?
The beer can blinked at our star team leader.
How can I be the problem?
Is the wormhole network blocking passage of Valkyrie, or is it blocking you? Smythe asked.
If you were not aboard the ship, could we go through?
Oh. Skippy rubbed his chin.
That is a good question. All I can tell you is the controller has distributed Valkyrie's signature to all wormholes on its network and instructed them to deny passage. It knows that I didn't cause the damage, so it is punishing the ship that Opie was aboard.
Is Opie the problem? I asked. Hell, we can just toss the damn thing out an airlock.
Ah, that won't work. The network knows Opie is dead.
It has to know Valkyrie didn't do anything, right? The network's feelings got hurt, so now the freaking thing is pouting?
More than its feelings were hurt, Joe. It was physically damaged. Wormhole network controllers aren't truly self-aware enough to have emotions. It was attacked. It isn't used to being attacked. Wormholes aren't supposed to be capable of being damaged. My guess is it doesn't have a protocol for how to deal with the situation, so it is responding the only way it can. It was damaged when Valkyrie went through, and it isn't going to allow that to happen again.
It's panicking because it's too stupid to understand the real problem?
Basically, yes. I tried explaining the full story. It's not listening.
What do you mean, Smythe asked, by Valkyrie's signature? Is that something we can change or mask?
The power generated by our reactors, the power boosters, the jump drive capacitors, the residual energy in the jump drive coils, even batteries and subsidiary systems all have a unique signature. In the past, I have altered our signature to fool enemy ships, but a wormhole controller won't fall for that trick.
Okay. What about on approach to a wormhole we mask that signature by activating our stealth field and surrounding the ship with a hologram?
That is possible, yes.
Then let's do that. I slapped a palm softly on the table.
No, let's not do that, dum-dum. Skippy rolled his eyes. Once the forward edge of the hologram contacted the event horizon, the hologram would collapse. The wormhole would then identify Valkyrie and instantly contract.
Like the bagel slicer technique we used to create this ship.
Shit. Okay, let's not do that.
Reed raised a finger. Wormhole emergences are predictable and precise. Could we jump in far from an emergence point well in advance of the wormhole appearing there, shut down all power, and coast through?
Skippy thought for a moment.
The navigation could be done.
I do not like this idea, Fireball, I told her. The ship would be vulnerable all the way to and through the wormhole.
Skippy, how long to restart a reactor from a cold shutdown?
Truly cold, with zero residual heat signature?
7 hours, and that is with rushing a lot of the safety checks. Before we go too far down this rabbit hole, stop. It won't work. Remember when the Dutchman was infected with an energy virus, how long it took to drain all power sources aboard the ship?
Days, Joe. It would take 5 days to do that with Valkyrie. Some of the energy would have to be dumped overboard. That would expose our location like setting off a bomb. Every ship in the area would detect it when the photon wave expanded to their position. Even doing that won't work. For the ship to jump in near a wormhole, the capacitors, coils, and controls systems would all have to be powered up. Unless we jumped 40 hours from a wormhole opening, those systems would still retain residual power and a residual signature when we contacted the event horizon. Also, coasting for 40 hours is a huge risk. The slightest navigation error at the start could throw us way off course. Or worse, off course just enough to collide with the edge of the event horizon. I am sorry. The idea is simply not practical. I hate to say it, but if Valkyrie isn't allowed to go through a wormhole on this network, we might need a new ship.
I noticed that during the discussion of Reed's concept, Smythe had his chin cradled in one hand and he was staring off into a corner of the room, a faraway look in his eyes.
Colonel, I prompted him.
What are you thinking? Despite the grimness of our circumstances, he had a wolfish grin.
That I might have been hasty when I said this will be entirely a cyber-op.
I'm not following you.
We call ourselves the Merry Band of Pirates, sir.
Yes, and?
I believe it is time for us to do some real pirate shit.
Shortly after, in my office, I called Bilby.
Hey, what's up?
The ship's AI drawled as his surfer dude avatar appeared.
Not up. Down.
Bilby, I'm worried about you being down. Forever.
Huh? Oh, like because we planned to cut off all the ship's power? Wow, I am like touched that you thought of that. But nah, this is not a problem, dude. We got this.
Who is we?
Me and his skippiness. We talked about it. He's going to upload my higher functions into a sandbox inside his matrix until the substrate I run on is powered back up. I'm going to just, you know, chillax for a while. It's all good.
Are you sure about this?
Yuppity-doo. It's really not a big deal.
I hoped he was right about that.